I believe that God created the heavens and the earth. Psalms 8, 3 through 5 says, "When you consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them? You've made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. I believe in God the Father, who sent his Son to save us from our sins. I believe that we've been saved because Romans 10:9-13 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will not be put to shame, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile, same Lord as Lord of all who are richly blessed, to all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I believed and learned it is important to belong to a church, because we should constantly praise God's name, God's word. Acts 2, 42 through 44 says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, from the breaking of the bread to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. We should be Jesus' disciples. I also believe that being a disciple means taking up my cross and following Jesus. Matthew 16:24 says, then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Luke 14:25-26 says, large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate father, mother, wife, children, brothers and sisters, yes, even your own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. I will stay connected and bear good fruit for Jesus. As it says in John 15:1-8, I am the true vine, and my father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch that does not bear fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as also I remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such a branch is picked up, thrown in a fire to be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. I believe all of this in God's name. Amen.
I believe that God is eternal. Deuteronomy 33:27a says, the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. I believe that there is only one way to get into heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. John 14:6 says, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I believe that the church is not just a building. It is the people, the body of the Lord. The body is made up of many different people with many different talents. We rely on one another and each other's talents to grow in the ministry of God. Ephesians 4:11-13 says, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers, to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. I believe that we are to be God's disciples. Matthew 16:24 says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me.' That means that we are to put God first, give everything up for God, and follow him. Lastly, I believe and live by what Jesus says in John 11:25-26. Jesus said to Martha, sister of Lazarus, 'I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die.' Do you believe this? I do."
I believe in God. God, who is the rock, his works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just. Deuteronomy 32:4. I believe in God, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and who is the Father of Jesus and the Father of us all. I also believe that God gave his one and only Son to die on the cross for forgiveness of all our sins because he loves us. 1 John 4:9-10 says, "This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son to die on the cross. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that his birth was foretold from a very long time ago. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he has done many miracles for us so that we may believe and have life in his name." John 20:31. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe that the Holy Spirit lives inside us all and is a free gift given from our Heavenly Father when we are baptized. The Holy Spirit leads us and helps guide our lives. I also believe in heaven and hell. I believe that Jesus will come back and there will be a judgment day. I believe that heaven is a wondrous place that Jesus has gone ahead and prepared for us, that life in heaven is eternal. I believe that I have been called to be a disciple of Christ. As a disciple, I am called to set my mind on things above, not on earthly things. Colossians 3:1-4 continues to say, "For you died, and your life is not hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory." As a disciple of Christ, what must I do? The work God requires. Jesus tells us in John 6:29, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." The Bible is the guide of our lives. It leads us through everyday problems. It teaches us lessons and shows us the straight path to enter heaven. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Psalms 119:105. Prayer is a powerful connection between us and God. It brings our connection closer to each other. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." I am a follower of Jesus. This is what I believe.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty. He created the heavens and the earth. He is my King, and he listens to my prayers. He is my strength, my refuge, and he loves me. Psalm 118 says, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation." I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, the Messiah who died so that I can be forgiven. I believe Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody gets to the Father except through him. John 14:6. I strive for, live for, and want nothing but the word of my Lord. Isaiah says, "All men are like grass, and their glory is like the flowers of the field." The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. I believe that I get into heaven through grace alone, faith alone, and Jesus alone. I believe that salvation is a gift from God, and it is His decision, not ours, that we receive it. Ephesians 2:8 through 9. I believe heaven is a place of perfect happiness and eternal communion with God. I believe that God has prepared a special place for me in the house of many rooms, and if I knock, He will answer. I believe that God has a special plan for my life. Jeremiah 29:11-13 says, "For I know that the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come to pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will seek the Lord with all my heart, and I will entrust the Lord with my life. This is what I believe."
I believe that God is awesome because God created the world for me and you. God cares and provides me with everything that I need. I believe that God is mighty and loving because he gave His one and only Son to die on a cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Jesus is our salvation. I also believe that we have eternal life because God raised Jesus from the dead. What a miracle. What a miracle. What amazing love God has for us. Romans chapter 8 says, "What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, then what can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also among with Him graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those who God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died more than that, he was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall spare us from the love of Christ? For I am convinced that neither death or life, neither angels or demons, neither the present or future, not any powers, neither height or depth, any else in all creation will be able to spare my love for God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. God loves me, and my response is there is no end for my love. I will love Him with my heart, mind, and soul. I will praise and serve Him with all my life. Jesus is my foundation. Like Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "I will trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on your own understandings. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, and He will make your path straight." I am Nicholas Rogers. I believe that God, I believe in God, and I will put my life, and I will put God first in my life.
I believe that Jesus died for our sins and rose to give us life. In John 14:19, Jesus says, "Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live." I believe that He gives us a choice, and if we don't choose wisely, there will be consequences. In Matthew 7:13-14, Jesus says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. I believe in the resurrection of Jesus and how we are saved by God's grace. I believe that we are the body of Christ. We have been baptized and have been given special gifts to build up the body of Christ or the church. When one part suffers, we do too. When one part rejoices, we do also. Romans 12, 5 and 6 says, "So in Christ we, though many, from one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts, according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. I believe that Jesus is coming one day to gather us to him forever. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 18 says, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. I believe that one day I will look into the eyes of the Lord. To live is Christ, and to die is to gain. I believe it's okay to be scared when we die, or to know how or when. But if we believe in Jesus, we will live eternally in heaven." Romans 14, 7 through 9 says, "For none of us lives for ourselves alone, and nobody dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. I believe that in our Christian lives, there's always going to be more obstacles to face. As Christians, we need the armor of God to fight sin. Ephesians 6, 10 and 11 says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." Where can we turn for help? I believe we can turn to the Lord. In Jeremiah 29, 13, God says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." I believe that Jesus is the Lord, now and forever eternal. Amen.